Okay, good morning. Good morning. Okay, so we are reading primarily Perek Gimel, and just to review, Perek Aleph created the predicament that there's different terminology of tzaddik in Russia. What do they refer to? Who's a Beinoni? So it introduced all the basic terms. Perek Beis introduced us to this Nefesh Elokis, this other system that a Jew has, which is imbued directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it also reminded us in Perek Beis that the system Nefesh Elokis has three different tracks: Ruach, Neshama, and Nefesh, emotion, intellect, and activity. And yesterday I spoke about the concept of Sviros. Sviros is this lattice network, like this trickle down to allow Kodesh Baruch Hu's infinite, non-physical, indivisible essence to slowly, through four different worlds, trickle down to our world. In the upper world, called Atzilus, there are 10 Sviros, 3 primary ones and 7 secondary ones. There are 10 parts of this lattice. Just like in that upper world, which is an emanation from Hashem, there are 10 elements, 3 primary, 7 subsidiary. Similar in the other emanation from Hashem. What's the other emanation from Hashem? Your Nefesh Elokis, which is like that upper world. There are 10 Sefiros, the 3 primary ones and the 7 secondary ones. The 3 primary ones are called Seichel because they're intellectual, Chachma, Bina, and Das. The 7 subsidiary ones are based on the Pasuk of Lecha Hashem HaGedula VeHaGevurah VeTiferes VeNetzach. The 3 primary ones are called Imos because they give birth, they steer. 7 secondary ones are called Midos, not the way we think Midos, namely good character traits, but offshoots of the Imos. Okay, that's a summary of the system that we've built so far. Today, Perek Gimel, we're going to discuss 2 important issues. Number 1, what is Chachma versus what is Bina versus what is Das? Those 3 primary engines, what are they? Second of all, how do they create these 7 subsidiary traits? They produce not just traits, but modes of relation with Hashem. It's such a complex system of human identity. 2 different neshamos. Within neshama, locus, 3 tracks, ruach neshama. Within each ruach neshama and nefesh, there are 10 elements. Within those elements, there are 3 and 7. Within those 3 and 7, within the 7, the different modes that we haven't even gotten to, the malbushim, the clothing. This is a very, very intriguing way to understand how human beings function in the world around. Okay, so let's first break down what is Chachma, what is Bina, what is Das. This is elementary. You know what Chabad is. What's Chachma, Bina, Vadas? So Chachma is what I would call the first flash of intellectual encounter. You come across an idea, you come across an object, you come across your object of inquiry, your object of study, and you engage. An idea passes in your mind. Think of a flash. When's the last time you had a flash? It can be something exciting like a flash. It can have energy. Or it can just be something more mild as you engage with something. You think about it. There's an early stage. That is already a level of cognition. That is already a level of interaction. Chachma is a conjugation. And remember in Kabbalah, there's a lot of wordplay and letter play. So even if there's deviance from the classic etymology, remember, classic Hebrew etymology is basically 3 letters per word. It's a lot of manipulation and engineering. So Chachma is an acronym inverted for Koach Ma. You take the letters of Chachma and you jumble them and you reassemble them. Koach Ma, the ability to ask Ma. The ability to inquire, the ability to ask, the ability to think. Which, by the way, we always try to move a little bit away from Kabbalah just to make some of these Kabbalistic ideas very, very compelling, even for people that aren't day-to-day Kabbalists and Mekubalim. It's important to have intellectual curiosity. It's important to ask why. It's important to think, some of you, I hope, even having been here for a few months, some longer, realize you're trying to get your mind to be a little more active, not just to read a Rishon, but to ask what's the Rishon Svara. And not just to read a Perek in Tanakh, try to ask, what is this Fin Tanakh? And not just to daven, but try to explore why davening is important. Sometimes you can ask why, and we have an old expression. I'm starting to travel to the States next week, so I'll be meeting a lot of boys. And sometimes the principal will say, this boy has a lot of questions. I'm not sure he's right for the yeshiva. And sometimes the principal will say, this boy has a lot of questions. Maybe he's great for the yeshiva. So how do you know? So I have an old expression that I ask the principal, the guidance counselor, does he want questions or does he want answers? some people are asking questions as a prompt to get a deeper understanding. They know they're going to perform, they know, but they just want to, like, they want to explore more. So the question is engagement and exploration and acceptance and enrichment. Sometimes it's, I'm not sure I want to accept, and the questions are a barrier, they're a way to keep distance. I mean, I'm putting my hand out, I don't want to be close. So people that won't answer those questions are very healthy. People that don't have that baseline of comfort and confidence, and certainly in religion and faith, questions can be very destabilizing. Sometimes it's important to ask destabilizing questions in a healthy context like yeshiva, because outside of yeshiva you don't have answers. But anyway, the ability to ask, koachma. Okay, that's the first aspect of intellectual engagement. Once you start analyzing, and you don't just think or engage or consider an item, but you analyze that item, that's called bina. So chachma and bina. Chachma is that first flash, that first encounter, that first engagement. Bina is analysis, investigation, deep exploration. Okay? Das is something very different. Das is based on the pasuk v'adam yada es chava. Adam didn't just know Chav, hello, my name is Adam, what's your name? They didn't just exchange emails. Adam had a deeper relationship with Chav. There was an integration, there was assimilation between the two. Adam yada as Chava. So das is when you, A, assimilate the knowledge very deeply, as if you'd be engaged in an intimate relationship with another. Your engaging knowledge becomes part of your body, part of your blood, part of your system, part of your subconscious. The language is hiskashrus v'hischabrus, but not just with the information, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinity. That you realize that this Torah that you're studying is a portal, every little detail. It's so important to try to constantly remind yourself, because in yeshiva you can get lost in the details. What are we discussing today? Toin v'chozer v'toin in my shir. What are we discussing in Shir Klali? Anyone know the topic of Shir Klali yet? Whatever the topic is, Migo, Edim, okay, technical, legal details, ancient Jewish law, Judaic, Hebraic law, every detail reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will about how human beings should live their lives. Every detail comes from some upper world that we don't even, can't even see or can't even probe. And do you hang on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinity? Let me read the language. Hiskashrus v'hischabrus shemekasher daito. You engage your ideas. V'yitke machshavto, and you stick your thoughts bechozek, strongly, begadlus ein self baruchu. Barakadosh Baruch Hu is godless in his infinity. V'eino mesiach daito, you don't think about anything else. So, it's a level that very few people reach, but at the very least, even if we can't engage and interact and incorporate Hashem's infinity every moment, at least the knowledge, try to get the Torah knowledge into a deeper level. Boys are in my shir. All the ways in trying to get you to feel Torah, not just in your mind, but in things that you'll remember the Torah, and you'll see that it's Hashem's Ratzon, and you'll know who. To be able to see Hashem through this blood Gemara, rather than just to learn a dry blood Gemara and move on. To be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least to start that process. These are the three divisions of Chabad. Chachma, Bina, Das. Chachma, first flash of intellectual encounter. Bina, analysis. Das, interaction, assimilation, internalization in your blood, in your system. Now, these seichel-based ideas, remember, even though we normally associate Hasidus with non-cognitive or non-cerebral activity, this is very cerebral, very, very intellectual. They give birth to those seven sub-midos. Whatever they are, we're not going to discuss them now. But those midos allow, and seichel driving those midos allow us to interact with Hashem. But in our interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two different modes. So these are not midos, these are modes. Right? Your midos are you honest or are you deceitful? I'm just going around the room. Are you humble or are you arrogant? Are you hardworking or are you lazy? Are you greedy or are you modest in your interest? These are all the traits. So there are traits in you, but being based on. But then there are modes. Today I'm in a very, very go-get-em mode, optimistic. And then I'm in a mode, a little bit pessimistic. It's hard. Sometimes it's not midos, it's modes, how I feel today. So there are modes of our relationship with Hashem. Not the midos, but the modes. The two modes of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu are familiar to all of us, not that much new here. Ahava versus Yira. Ahava means you want to use all those midos that are created by Seichel, including the Seichel. You want to use all that system to understand Hashem, to get close to Hashem, to realize His infinity, to realize He's your creator, to go beyond the pettiness of this world, to realize there's something else out there, infinite, unlimited, indivisible. And then what happens, the more that you think about that, you realize how little you are, how infinitesimal you are, how failed you are, how morally flawed you are. You're embarrassed, you're ashamed, not mortified, but he says, Yira Sarabamus, Yira does not mean fright, it doesn't mean your knees are shaking. Yira means you realize the difference between yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how little you are compared to His Ein Self, and how you're embarrassed that you're not able to be better and more successful at that encounter with Hashem. And then once you realize how little you are, but you really want Hashem, so you circle back and you're, Hashem. You say, I don't want to live. I just want to be with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want Hashem so much. Like I'm thirsting for Hashem. Close on nefesh. My whole nefesh is like Mir Hashem. You'll see when you fall in love. You can't imagine living a minute without without your wife. You can't imagine being on this earth a minute without that person. So you can't imagine. It cycles between those two modes. That's known in Kabbalah. Just because you may come across it, doesn't write it here, but you may come across it in Kabbalah as Ratzo Vashov. Ratzo means you run, ruts, you leap forward, shov, you move back. The universe is in a perpetual state of Ratzo Vashov, engaging and disengaging. Malachim Ratzo Vashov. Ratzo Ava, engagement, pursuit. But even when you walk away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not ending the relationship, you're just relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu differently. You don't say, oh, Hashem is so infinite, I'm going to be an atheist. Hashem is so infinite, I'm going to go perform an Avera. Hashem is so infinite that I feel His presence, but that presence creates or prompts a feeling of impotency and inadequacy and smallness as opposed to desire, integration. Ava Yira, Ava Yira. So these are the systems. Nefesh Elokius has three different tracks, Ruach, Neshama, Nefesh, thought, emotion, activity. Each track has 10 spheros. Of those 10 spheros within each track, there are 3 primary ones, 7 subsidiary ones, 3 primary ones are the Seichel, Chachma Bina Vadas, the intellectual ones, secondary ones are the traits that they create, but they also lead you into 2 different modes of your relationship with Hashem, the Ava mode and the Yira modes, and those are constantly in flux and constantly cycling. But the core is Seichel drives it all. And for Chabad Chassid, you're not reading and thinking and understanding of Hadash Baruch's world, the whole system collapses. So it's not a mystical-based chassidus where you don't have to really think and read, just perform. It's not experiential. It's deeply, deeply thoughtful, deeply philosophical, but not about upper worlds, but about the upper worlds reflected in the inner worlds, because Hashem created those inner worlds that are just like those upper worlds. Tomorrow, we'll talk about clothing. Actually, tomorrow's Wednesday, so tomorrow we'll have to take a brief but interesting digression, but parallel, to learn a very interesting pre-tzaddik about whether you should sublimate traits or suppress traits. So we'll see that tomorrow through the Kabbalistic lenses of the pre-tzaddik. Okay? And we turn to this on Friday. We'll talk about clothing on Friday.